Well, I tell you, you know, those were two of the testimonies that were presented during Bethlehem. And we don't get to see a lot of the responses of people, but we sow a lot of seed. We get to see some of that sowing bear some fruit. But as far as praying for Bethlehem now, I would challenge all of us this week to be praying for the results of Bethlehem, praying for those people who heard and were touched, and it not just be an experience they had one night or maybe multiple nights if they came back, but it would be a life-changing experience in that from what God said to them, what the Holy Spirit did with their hearts in that exposure to the Bethlehem experience, that it would be life-changing for them and for those around them. You know, God is still at work today, and I had a 45-minute message I was going to give. Just two little sheets of paper, and I'm going to condense that to, guess what, God is still working. If you can move the slide to Acts chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and put that up on the screen. I find it most interesting how Luke started the book of Acts. He didn't write what I would have expected him to write. And that's always interesting when you're reading the scriptures and something jumps at you because you say, I would have expected that person to have said this or done this, and they didn't do that. Well, that's one of those possibilities where God is up to something. And in Luke here, as he wrote the book of Acts, he starts out like this. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up into heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. Now, I've underlined a section in there because that's what I would not have expected Luke to write. I would have expected Luke to write, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught. Right? Because Acts was written after Jesus ascended back into heaven. So Jesus had his 3 years of earthly ministry where he did a lot of things and he taught a lot of things. But now he's gone back into heaven, right? And so here we are on earth, the disciples, the followers of Christ. We're to follow in his footsteps. But Luke doesn't paint it that way. Luke uses not the past tense, but what's called the imperfect tense. Past tense is action completed in the past. Imperfect is action started in the past and continuing. All that Jesus began to do and to teach. And so what Luke is telling us from his Spirit-inspired perspective is this. Yes, Jesus ascended back to heaven, but Jesus is still working. Jesus is still working on this planet. He's doing it through his Holy Spirit, whom he promised would be sent. When he went back to heaven, he would send the Holy Spirit, his Spirit. And it's now the Spirit who is doing the work of Christ. What do you and I do? Do we work for Jesus, or do we work with Jesus? We work with him, not for him. For him sounds like, well, he's the boss, he's somewhere else, and we actually go and do the work. No, we work with him. Do you realize the Spirit of God, who is present in this room, who is present in the hearts of every person who has accepted Christ, he's at work. Right now. Right now. Speaking. Talking. Encouraging some, convicting others, instructing a lot of people right now. And when you go from this place and you go out in the world, the Holy Spirit's working on every person you encounter. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. If he be lifted up on a cross, he, through his Spirit, will kind of be like a big magnet, drawing people to him. God is working in the hearts of every person in the world, whether they know it or not. And what you and I get to do is participate with Jesus, in the big story that we talked about last week, God's big story of redeeming the world. Our stories fit into the big story. And so as you leave this place, be aware of the big story that's going on all around you. Be aware that the Holy Spirit, who is in your life perhaps, is also the one who is interacting in the lives of others. Be aware that God is still working. We join him in the work. Now, we've all gathered together to do a mighty work we call Bethlehem. We have asked for the Lord's blessing, empowerment, that lives would be touched. But the story goes on. And for this church, the commission to go out into the world and make disciples goes on. We have just used one method called the Bethlehem experience. But there are many methods to bring people to Christ and to bring them up as growing disciples of Jesus. And as we go into the year 2012, we're going to be looking at this concept intensively, because our call is to be disciple makers, to become a disciple ourselves, a growing disciple, and enable others to do the same. Sharon, why don't you come and lead us in a song, and then we're going to have a closing prayer, which will be a commissioning as well. So let's sing together.